Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the morning meeting. Myself and Maddie are going to sit down and we're going to talk about a lot of good stuff. We got Shelfie, who officially joined the company, sat down, chatted about what he's going to be up to, what we're excited about. It is Ball and Play week, so we're out of the warehouse today and prepping, as we have the most amount of players we've ever had for a tournament coming out. Games start tomorrow, Thursday. So a lot of people working out of the warehouse to set it all up. And there's some airport runs that will be happening very soon. So we're on a strict deadline. Maddie's got some video he wants me to react to. I don't even know what that's about. We have questions from you guys. If you want to ask questions on the next show, make sure to do so. An announcement about a job. Whoa, hey, John. An announcement about a position will be happening. And I think that's kind of it. And here's Maddie. Got a nice haircut, warehouse haircut.
Yep, true.
A lot of people get haircuts before warehouse events.
The other seat.
And so welcome to the show. Brought to you by Factor. Hey, Maddie.
Thanks.
Am I looking at this camera?
That camera.
Wow.
Nice.
I'm ready. Let's get to reacting.
Cool. Oh, you want to react right off the rip, huh? Did you tell them that you're reacting to the Celtics video?
I didn't say Celtics video. I just said you have me reacting to a video that I don't know what it is.
This is one of the cooler edits I've seen. It went viral last night.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah. Ah, shoot.
I saw it.
I was going to make it a short.
I decoded it. It's cool.
Well, my assumption is that they had one camera set, high quality camera just set, and then zoomed in and masked out.
Yeah, you can see on the logo. So like I just like slid it because I was like, how'd they do this? This is really cool. So the defender that's on the other team that's running back, he's part of the second play. And when they pass each other, you can see that they did like just like you're saying, like they masked out that dude and half the logo, because then you can put the logo together, but you can see it like, you can see the white line like this. It is cool. Sorry, I already saw it. I can't be faking reactions.
No, of course not. How was your drive?
Good, no traffic.
Good.
No sleep last night. James, we were up at 2 a.m. or something like that, 1 a.m. to 3 with, he's got night terrors. Actually really sad. We stopped sleeping him in his bedroom because he would wake up and he can't open the door, even though he can open the door. And then he'd just be screaming and thinking he's trapped inside the bedroom. And it's like really get scared. So that was a while ago, like, I don't know, 6 months or so ago. So he's been sleeping in bed with us. I love it. I've talked about that. We have to grow out of it at some point and then graduate Claire so I can get some cuddle time with her. But Katie's been having him nap in his bedroom and he's fine. But he wakes up and he's stuck. And he can't open the door, and it scares him. So last night, in the middle of the night, Dada, open the door, open the door. He's just laying in bed next to me. So he's having nightmares about being trapped in the room. So that's kind of sad. And then he's also got a little something going on or something. So we were up. We watched Rookie of the Year at 2:30 in the morning.
That's cool.
Had cereal together.
Nice.
Yeah.
I had cereal last night, Cookie Crisp.
Nice.
What do you have?
I have the magic spoon, and then I cut it with Life. And I like actually very much enjoy it, so you guys can mind your business.
Mind it.
About my cereal choices.
We will throw it to the Shelfie interview at some point. But
yeah.
Before we get there, let's hit on some of the big stuff. Ball and Play, we're in the warehouse today because Ball and Play orientation is tonight, and
yep.
Then we film the next 4 days.
Yeah, big
How
one.
How are you feeling?
Well, I think we're in a good place. Like, let me see it. I usually love looking at this. It looks beautiful. A new setup. We've never done this setup. I did post this on my personal Instagram, the new setup, and explain some of it. Yeah, I think it looks really good. The stands are going to be packed because we have, like, the most players we ever had not playing while two teams play. And then we have, like, family and friends coming. So
I'm interested to see how that plays because ball and play, the whole entire thing is the court.
Yep.
This cameraman might have company.
Yeah, no, I think this cameraman will have company. There might be two or three up top.
Yeah. So we have the first crew arriving that you're going to pick up. So, like, while you guys are doing this airport run, I've got to, like, get shit done. Because once they arrive, I'm just going to be talking to them and playing with them and, like, hanging out.
It's two creators and...
Ump Nate. Yes. Yeah. So I made a list of, like, shit I got to attack. First is this. So we're doing it.
Nice.
I feel good. There's a lot that I want to do in the orientation. I think it will help some people. It's, like, rules and kind of, like, strategies. Some people will probably just be, like, shut up because they just... drone out orientation, like meeting stuff, but then it will come up in the game and they'll be like, I didn't know. And I'll be like, I tried. So there's a lot of like ways I want to do that. I want to stand in the batter's box and do like a POV with an iPhone and then edit that to be like, this is how you, where are the six? This is a four. This is a four.
Should okay. Are we playing Zach's warehouse video for the new people?
I actually don't know. Because we also made a YouTube video that was like best of the broadcast and everything from last year's ball and play that we liked. And I think I forgot to send that to everyone.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
So I'm bummed out about that.
All good.
And I can play that as well. But there's a lot of context you want the newcomers to know. Who's won last year? Who won the last Warehouse Cup tournament? Like all that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The other thing that I want to hit on before we throw it to the main event of this week is that you filmed a walk-in on Friday. So for the JJTV viewers out there, you have something to look forward to. It's on the horizon at some point. It's Zach will be editing it over the next
two. Do you not know
weeks.
That it might not happen?
I Zach is confident that it will.
Oh, okay. It was a tech failure.
Yeah, I know.
So.
You want to tell the people?
We were supposed to walk to Chelsea and just walk around and... you know, film. We did one already where we went to the village. And then Jake's lavalier cut out and wasn't working, but mine was on. And then we went to Guitar Center or whatever. And bought a new lavalier. And I tested the new lavalier. And then I turned off my recorder and I never turned it back on. And that's the whole videos after that. Like really, like that's where we went to the restaurant and saw the biggest urinal in the world, went to the fair. And then the last 10 minutes are both on. So Zach says he can work. That's good. But we were like, oh shit.
Yeah. No, Zach said he's going to lean into the tech stuff a little bit and like make that a part of
the
story.
Yeah. That's
what
we kind of said. We're like, all right, well, this is the story now.
Right. Well, overall fun. I mean, the biggest urinal ever is crazy.
Yeah, it was cool. We didn't even know. Had no idea.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you mind introducing the people to Shelfy if they're not already familiar with his content and then we could throw it over to him?
Yeah. Shelfy joining the company started on Monday, started last Friday. We recorded this on Monday. So his second day in office, creator in the MLB, gaming world, been going for a long time. We have, and we kind of run through it in our conversation, a history of like meeting each other and like getting and having him come out and do events, but hired full time to be with John Boy Media, creating his own stuff and new stuff. Very excited. And here's a pretty casual conversation about how it happened and what the plans are. The audience, I guess, is going to want to know how this happened or how it happened. We've done a ton of stuff together in the past.
Yeah.
You've been in the warehouse 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Did.
I was supposed to be at Blitzball 1.
Yes.
And I had COVID. And then we did the YouTube versus All-Stars video.
Yes.
With Chasen.
Yep. Well, because Fuzz, that was for Fuzz's birthday.
Yep. And then Fuzz had an ear infection.
Yeah, his ear blew up.
Yeah.
And then you came back for ball and play.
Yep.
Was there anything else in between? You really wanted to do four ball, but you were hurt for ball and play.
Yes.
Right? That's what Sam says.
Yes.
You did code names.
I did code names. Yeah, we did code
names. Was the same trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. And then you emailed out of the blue.
Yeah.
Kind of, which was exciting because we were putting together this committee to find people.
Yeah.
And we were like, what would we want someone to like write? And then basically Christina Connor, our old office manager who moved to Spain on us.
Boo.
She was beloved.
She was nice. I met her once.
Yeah, she was awesome. Was nice. She was like, hey, Shelby sent you guys this. Like, whoa, this is everything we kind of, it's perfect.
Yeah, I feel like it just all rolled out at the right time. We were just already considering moving and everything and going through some changes. And every time I come up and see you guys, she like jokes around when I get back. So like, when are you going to ask him for a job? And I was like, man, if we're going to move, I might as well throw that dart now and see how it goes. Cause I love the environment around here.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know if we ever would have like just extended, and maybe that's something we have to change because you're an individual creator doing it successful on your own. In my head, you like doing that.
Yeah.
Like, and then there's an element to joining a company and, you know, being part of something bigger. I guess I'll let you speak for that. Like what changed for you to go from individual to joining?
Not only am I an independent creator, I'm doing it out of Delaware. So like, I don't have any, like, I have to travel a good bit to do anything. So I'm on like year five of doing it solo now. I'm like, I can keep riding the wave. I'm enjoying it. And I'm going to keep pumping out videos here, but I wanted to do more. I wanted to do more than just the same old by myself thing. And I just, out of all the different companies and stuff I've worked with and whatnot, you guys just, I feel like I fit perfect here. So
yeah, because like part of the pitch or email was like, I can do some gaming stuff, do my own stuff, do warehouse stuff, do JM trivia stuff. And we're like, yeah, perfect, perfect, perfect. Some Philly stuff we might be dropping.
Yep.
So it was pretty easy on our end too. We were like, all right, hope the next combo goes good. And then that went all smooth.
Yep.
So I'm very excited. When did we sign? January, February?
Yeah, end of January.
So it was pretty quick.
Yeah, we were talking. The conversation started right after Christmas.
Yes.
And then,
remember that.
Yep. Signed before February. House was on the market already.
Man. So for everyone that's listening that doesn't know the stuff you've been doing for 5 years, can you tell us, and you did an episode of Girls & Co.
Yeah.
Where you went through this a little bit, but I guess, can you go through it? Your path to
successful
creator.
When I started YouTube, I made my account right after I had dropped out of school because I was going through the whole like, what do I actually want to do with my life stage? And I was working a couple jobs, less partying on the weekend, playing more video games. And I made a YouTube account just to look up like tutorials and how-tos to get me through video games. And it introduced me to this whole world online where people are posting and streaming and all this stuff. And I just said, "What? Why not? I'm already playing the video games anyway. I'm going to keep doing it." So just threw my hat in the ring. Things went well. There wasn't really anyone doing MLB The Show videos at the time I started. There was a few people, like some high competitive level guys and then like a few offline guys. But there wasn't anyone doing like the online stuff.
You were early?
Yeah, I'd say I was one of the first like 10 or 15 guys that really
built the community. By the time the swing of like others came and were doing MLB The Show, were you pretty established?
Yeah, I was pretty established. I mean, we jumped up to 100K in, I think, 2021. It was like right during COVID, towards the back end of COVID, when we hit 100K. And there was only a couple people in the MLB The Show community at the time that had 100K. Now it's a pretty strong community. But I'd say it's also like extremely unique, the MLB The Show community. It's a lot of like actual friends and stuff. There's a lot of collaborating that goes on in the MLB Show community. It's grown pretty steady. Pretty much since 2018, I'd say, is when people started really doing
Zoe it. Zoe said he's been watching your videos since he was in high school.
Yeah, Panic always says that I got him through college.
That's awesome.
That's what really I was cool. going to say. There, because you're joining now and it's fresh on people's mind, I think I've heard four or five people say, oh, man, I used to watch him a lot in high school.
Yeah,
so
it's I don't know. MLB The Show just went on a spike back around 2018, 2019, and they've just been killing it. The game does awesome every year.
When we went to Easton in 2019, was that the first time of all you got Cougs and Fuzzy meeting each other?
Or
you already knew each other?
We all actually met each other for the first time back in 2017. Okay. There was a group of, I want to say, seven or eight of us that went to EA Play in Los Angeles. There's a big E3 like video game event convention that they do out there, and EA Sports does their own like little convention the same week. So we all went out and met up for that. That was the first time we all met each other, and we've all just been linking up for stuff like that ever since. I mean, me, Cougs, Fuzzy, we all go to the All-Star game every year together and stuff to record content and whatnot. So we've been doing it for, I've been full-time since 2019, but we've been making videos and like the community collaborating and whatnot since 2017.
Did you play in the All-Star Blitzball too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
The Colorado game. So we've done the Colorado game. Yeah.
That video did really well on the main channel. Yeah. It was like a beast of an edit by glove. Zach. Yeah, yeah.
Roll the tape.
It was a great catch.
Turn it over. Get it to me. Let's get on the board.
That was awesome. That was really fun. If we do that again, we'd have a crowd.
Yeah, that was a spot. That was supposed to be Mighty Goat. Something happened with Mighty Goat because I had his jersey. And I came with Frisk. And okay. That was the first time that we linked up after Easton.
After Easton? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to remember. That was fun. It was hot out there, though.
Yeah.
And it was like,
there was an accident right across the street while we were playing. You remember that? It's crazy.
And there was a drone flying, so all the videos had this noise in it.
Probably was in a Grand Theft Auto trailer. It was crazy. Just trying to play Blitzball over here.
That was funny. What's been the response since we announced?
Oh, man. Started? Crazy.
Yeah?
Crazy. The video did numbers. I thought it did a lot better than I thought it was going to. The reaction was nuts.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Cool. Makes me even more excited. Throws gas on the fire.
Reading through all the comments, like Taylor, because I was head down at it, she's like, well, like, people are excited that we're getting a lot of replies. I'm like, awesome, we haven't even started. Still, it's day two.
And
started doing anything.
I know my community is excited for like gaming stuff and getting in there with Joe's and doing tournaments and whatnot, because
you're good, right? Not just entertaining, but you're good.
I can play. I'm not like winning any like world titles or anything, but I can get down.
Okay, so are you going to teach Joe's, or is it going to be like...
It might be a lost cause.
I mean, what if you did a series that was like trying to beat...
Training Joe's?
Or trying to beat Shelfie Ep 1, and then that's endless.
Just get him... We got to get him his first flawless first. Yeah. Got to get a flawless.
Is that 12-0?
Can you do a bunch of...
Well, it's going to be 10-0 this year.
Oh.
Can you do a bunch of hindrances?
As in...
Like, we're like a pirate patch
can
beat Joe's? Yeah. Or like...
We could do stuff like that.
We should cast your arm.
One hand.
Wear snow gloves? Pad. What if we put you in snow gloves?
I've done the working gloves before.
Okay.
Did you know that the number one ranked player is coming to this office?
Kreiner.
Yeah,
he's coming.
Yeah.
Talk to Kreiner.
He's coming.
See, look, I'm already...
He's coming to beat Joe's?
Yeah, he called out.
You want to talk about somebody that could probably beat Joe's with one hand?
What did he say? He was going to beat Joe's?
Yeah, he said, I'll beat all of your creators.
Yes.
Well, but he should. He's the number one. Didn't he say with one hand or something?
I pitched to him, would you play against Joe's one-handed? And he said, yes. I would beat him.
We should have a bunch of hindrances. That would suck for Joe's.
He's raw. Like, what he plays the game on Legend and scores like 15 runs a game. He is unreal.
Yeah. You sat backwards and you were looking at a mirror. Could you beat Joe's?
I don't know. That'd be tough, actually. The timing through a reflection might be tough. I've never thought of that one.
I can't do these, but I could come up with them for a while if you want.
The bathroom.
Could be a whole series.
Definitely.
Let Joe's know. Yeah, you just play. Nothing for him to worry
Joe's
about.
Joe's just has to show up and try.
All right, so we have gaming stuff. We have your own stuff. What's your content schedule for anyone that's listening that needs to...
Yeah, so once MLB The Show 24 comes out, I'll be posting pretty much daily, at least 5-6 videos a week. We have a pack squad series where we build our squad up episode by episode. We play one game. The better we play, the more rewards we get. Build the squad up throughout the season, try and make World Series. And then we also just play through the game straight playthrough style. No money spent, no in-app transactions. Can we get every card, trying out everything that comes out in the game, doing all that stuff. So just a complete playthrough guide of MLB The Show 23 is day by day. So... over on my YouTube channel.
And that's going to be filmed here, filmed at your place, or wherever you're
at? I'm at. A little bit of both. Sometimes they do random content drops. They might catch me slipping at the house or something, so I'll have to fire it up there.
Yeah, it's better to have both setups and just be able to do it wherever.
I'm going
to
have a setup at the
place. Put a pin. If you log in, put a pin on your thing on this PlayStation, assuming you play on PlayStation, because there was one time last year that Jake and Joe started a battle royale, and then Steve went in there and just canceled the run and started his own.
Oh, no.
What?
Got to log into the guest account, my man.
Yeah.
Shoo.
So immediately
those
after.
Those are fighting words.
Immediately after, Joe's put pins on his and Jake's account, and we set up an office.
I think I have mine anyway. I have one on mine anyway, though, because of the young bucks at the house.
Oh, yeah. Remember when Joe's and I played NHL Hits, and then we didn't save, and then we had to do it all over again?
You guys were recording that at Ball and Play last year. I remember you guys recorded like two episodes at the warehouse.
Yeah.
But
we got good. I wish we could still do it. There's not enough time. And it didn't grow that much. Yeah. We have a very baseball game for JM Gaming. We're actually going to put a meeting on the calendar, like not this week, because we have Ball and Play next week with you, Joe's, me, Maddie, and talk about like a 2-year plan. Like, how do we go from slow go from like baseball games, arcade games that are like old and some show stuff to like, how do we like slowly?
Everything. Yeah. I mean, the tournaments, the one that he just did, Sluggers, where he rolled out the more uniform thumbnails that were real vibrant and pie. I thought that tournament went very well. I watched every one of those premiere. It was pretty good. I liked it.
You said Maddie make those thumbnails probably. And also Maddie said that opened his eyes a little bit to like, okay, we can do some stuff like this here.
Yeah. Because at the very least, you're pulling in all the fans of the personalities individually on those thumbnails and just get them to, can almost turn over the warehouse audience over there.
It's a little bit of the concept of it.
Yeah.
And then just figuring out, like, we did so much data analysis with the warehouse. So it's more just collecting all the info for the first three.
Yeah.
Like the first two Blitzball battles are not really. I look back at them now and I'm like, wait, quality wise, isn't great. But we were able to like really figure shit out. Like, okay, Sundays, okay, this length is better, all that stuff.
Trying out new upload times for this tournament right now, right? A little bit later.
Yeah. It's doing well. It's the most live chat we've had.
Yeah, it's been
the
crazy.
The views are, we haven't had a short takeoff and those like really helped last year for certain videos. But it's definitely like more people in the live chat, which is nice. It's just, do we want to compete, because we're not competing with Major League Baseball, but do we want to make people do split screen come when the season starts? Will people not care? I think the office has told me people won't care. Like, not everyone is like glued to every pitch when they watch their team play baseball. They'll do second screen for a couple innings.
Yeah, I'm a multi-monitor guy, so I can only speak for me.
Same. Yeah. That's why I was so good when I was covering games, because I would have like so many monitors up. I used to read while I watched baseball. Like when I was in college.
I'd knock out two pages and then be like, wait, what just happened?
Just go in between pitch, up and down. It was nice. Some Philly stuff that's on the list.
Yep.
I don't know if we have a set plan launch yet. I guess we can talk
I'm aiming for opening day. I'd like to recap spring training and all that stuff and get us rolling for opening day so we can go from there. But I've been prepping that all day. We're ready.
Basically, how we drew it up was there's so many different like rivers and streams for you to go down, because you fit into like every path, that for like 3 months, right? Come June, we'll sit down and we'll be like, all right, let's lock
what's
in
working.
Like, these three, gaming definitely there. I mean, Phillies, we need, that'd be fun. And it's just like, okay, what cadence and how much and all that. And then there's tons of other shit, JM Baseball and new shows, fighting or streams or whatever.
Yep. Got fantasy baseball rolling out.
Oh, yeah.
We got fantasy baseball rolling
When's
out.
When's that at? When's the...
We haven't locked down the draft date yet. Still getting everybody in the league, but we're gonna lock that down. It's not going to be mandatory. I mean, we don't need every single person to be at the draft. Some people can do it if they're out of here, but...
Yeah. Or they can just, like, set up a selfie camera for certain picks or whatever. And
yeah, that'd be cool.
Depends on what the final product is.
Yeah.
We can chat about all that, too.
Yep.
But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming. And baseball season... It was good we got you in, which was by a plan. We're like, let's get a month to like get settled. The show comes out, because once opening day hits, boom,
it's just
train goes.
Wheels are rolling, baby.
Yeah,
I'm ready. I'm used to it. My wheels start rolling on the 15th. So
okay, list off everywhere. Where socials? Instagram, because I couldn't find you on Instagram.
Twitter. Well, on Instagram, it's, I think, is Real on the handle on Instagram.
I think it is.
Like it's Real Shelfie on most. If I could get Shelfie, I have it, but it's Real Shelfie.
It's not your name. Most.
No.
For some reason, I follow you on Instagram. We've like interacted.
For some reason,
when I search you, it's tough.
You're right.
It's Real Shelfie.
Is it Real Shelfie? But is my name Dan on there? Okay.
It's Real Shelfie.
So I do have Dan as my name on Instagram.
There's something going on.
But it's Real, at Real Shelfie, name Dan. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. YouTube Daily starts on March 15th.
All right. Well, we'll come back and we'll have you on again when we kind of like reconvene in June, maybe, and let everyone know, like, hey, here's what's been going on.
Let's
here's what
go.
We're going to do. But yeah, you're going to be part of and everything we're doing, which is awesome. Some football stuff here and there too.
Definitely.
Why not?
Definitely. Oh man, just brought it up. Jason Kelce just retired.
Did he?
10 minutes ago. Why? It's weighing heavy on me right now. His knees are shot. I think. Go hang out with the kids.
Just let that linger all season. There's probably some perks, or you get some perks now.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right, man. Thanks for joining.
Yep.
And there you have it. Shelfie, another Dan.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. A big announcement. For morning listeners only and people that you know that you might pass it on to. There's a position at John Boy Media we are hiring for. It is a entry level position for social media. Someone that's wants to run social media or can help with running and posting social medias and editing a little bit. You don't need to be a master at both because it is an entry level position, paid position through the summer. So kind of a seasonal job. And I wanted to announce it here first because it is the position will be running mine and Jake's and a little bit of Trevor's personal Instagrams, building TikToks for us, Twitter every now and then, social medias, helping promote our own stuff, helping keep clips active. It's a position that I'm going to work closely on and be pretty stern on the expectations and the needs and wants and working with each other. So if you've been listening for a long time, you probably know us better and know the company better, and that's an easier win. So that's why I'm announcing it just on morning here. We're not going to post it because then we get like 1,000 people that apply for any job, not even the job that we're talking about. And I'd rather someone that already knows our voice and is kind of like in our world a little bit. So if this speaks to you or someone you know, pass it along. It will be starting the process now. I'd love to have someone like started by opening day, and then we'd be working together on growing our, personal Instagrams, personal TikToks, Twitters, helping promote other stuff, be active on those, grow the accounts. That'll be the goal. Is like, you guys got to be a social media brain too, to like catch on trends, know what's working, know what's not working. Simply just like posting the minimum and then turning around and saying, I don't know, I did it. So like, that's what I'm looking. Someone eager that really wants to like take charge and initiative to help with this over the course of the summer. Cause Jake and I are on mic or editing about 6 hours a day. And it's hard to do all the other stuff that we need to do to keep up in the rat race that is social media. So what's the email that we're going to have them? I forget.
Careers@johnboymedia.com.
Careers?
Yeah.
Careers@johnboymedia.com. Email, put the subject, Jimmy, Jake, socials, job.
Application.
And Kiana on our team will be sorting through them. Include some clips from recent shows. Honestly, if you don't include, because people will do that even if I didn't voice it right now, and everyone else would be by the wayside, and they would be, okay, let's move those along. So just a bit of advice. I would take the last week of shows and include some clips. Or come up with some ideas of stuff you think that we could record that would be like brand new content. So if this was your position, showcase that you can clip, that you know how to caption, and that a bunch of stuff you would want us to do with us that's low lift to help grow the accounts. And we'll sort through all the applications and then start the process. Did I miss anything?
No, I think the only real thing is that it obviously has an end date to it. It's a seasonal position. But at that end date, we could always talk about if things make sense moving forward.
Yeah. At the end date, we could, continue the role through the off season, the same way. We could not have the budget for this role anymore and not need it, but keep you on a list for when we are hiring full time or at the end of summer, maybe social team or editing team does have a budget for a new hire, and you would, have a leg up on that race or that application process. So I can't really promise anything, but obviously getting your foot in the door and doing well by me and Jake would be good for applying to future jobs. And
yeah, definitely.
So, okay. Announcement over.
Announcement over. And we're going to Factor.
Factor meal. Someone just told me, I was just talking to someone who, said they liked uh, They got Factor. They tried it out, and it was because they heard on Morning.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So I appreciate that. It's someone I know. I forget. But yeah, Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. All that stuff's great. What's great is you're working, you have a busy day, you don't have time to make a lunch, you didn't have time to prep a lunch beforehand, you don't have a time to make a lunch during the day, and you don't want to eat, you don't want to pay for delivery or order or get something that's not going to sit right with you, and you just have the fucking ease of having a nice meal that's ready for you, and the decision-making is out the window. That's my biggest selling point, because that's what I like. I just go to the fridge, I see the options, I go, oh, that one, okay, I'm going to eat it, and then I eat it, and then I'm full, and I don't feel gross after, and I enjoy it. So if you want that, head to factormeals.com/morejohnboy50 and use code morejohnboy50 to get 50% off. That's code morejohnboy50 at factormeals.com/morejohnboy50 to get 50% off. Actually, wish I had one here because I haven't eaten yet today.
I haven't either. Mm. I'm going to try to convince Sam to stop at Wonder Bagels, which is the bagel place that I like in Jersey City.
Okay.
At one of these airport runs.
Nice.
So we'll see what she says.
Are you guys going to JFK?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
They're flying in there, but they're going to Uber. Yes. Everything else is to
New
York.
That's a ridiculous.
No shot. The Factor insight of the week comes from Luke 25 Burnsy on Twitter. This is a fun one. Somebody asked this in the live chat last night too, and I said that I would respond. So I love that this question has come up multiple times. How did each of the franchises get their names? Do any of the franchise team names have memorable stories to them? The only ones I feel like I can answer are Love Ya's Del Caribe.
Okay.
So start. I'll prep the team. You say the reason.
Okay.
Baggage.
From Watchin' Baggage, a show that Jake and I loved. A show that was called Baggage, and our show was called Watchin' Baggage. And then it got taken away from us, and we couldn't do it anymore. It was a whole saga. And when Blitzball Battle 1 happened, we knew that right on the end of it, we were going to announce that we got the rights for Baggage to come back. So we wanted people to kind of remember it. We were hoping we would be Team Baggage, and people in the comments would be like, what's that? And then other people would respond, they used to do this show, it was awesome. And then they would be like, oh, I wish they still did it. And then we said, boom, we are doing it again. So that was Team Baggage.
So Love
Ya's. And it's kind of funny because Baggage is a bad term.
Yeah, it is.
Love Ya's, that's just Nikki's catchphrase. Yeah, it's just Nikki's like sign off.
Del Caribe, Joe's and Lou from the Caribbean.
From the Caribbean, that makes sense.
Forgotten Rotten.
Forgotten Rotten was just a band name that Trev always wanted to make his band name in high school. Like, he was like, if I was in a band, I would call it Forgotten Rotten. I believe that's the extent of it.
I also believe that.
Like, when we did Blitz Battle 1, what's your team name? He was like, right away, Forgotten Rotten. So I think it was like, he had kind of a name. Like, Jake has three names for his future autobiography that he's had in his head forever. Putting from the Rough.
Yeah.
The Jake Storielli story.
Yep.
So I think that was what was Trev. It was just like, I've had this forever.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, if I ever get a dog, I'm going to name it this. And then he finally got the dog.
Yes. Hook, Line, Sinkers is one that came up in a group chat, and we made a video for it.
Yeah, there's a video detailing the backstory of that.
So we'll link the video below this. McFlurry Power.
That's an in-joke from Yankees prospect. One of the prospects, Peraza or...
Yeah, one of them.
Or Martian. Would he have a McFlurry before every game and then hit homers?
Yeah. And then Mac at the front.
And then Mac is, K-Mac.
Woogas.
Woogas was, that's like a inside, not an inside joke. That's like a term or saying that's popular at the company.
Yeah.
And we made a franchise and we had like five options that were all, I talked about this in one of the videos I made.
Yeah.
That were all out there and that was voted. Joe's and Jake would put their hands like this and go, wooga, wooga, wooga. That's how you scare a little kid. I think Joe started doing it like that.
I guess.
And then we switched it into like it jinxed the batter or like got you what you wanted.
Yeah.
And it's a funny name.
Yeah. I think We Got Ice is the only one, and that's just their.
That's a general sports term.
Yeah. And that's their.
And they made a sports podcast.
Yep.
So I think, I don't know, the full.
I believe that's that.
Yeah. Is that all of them?
I think so.
Nice.
Yeah. The other thing that I know that Feiyao and some other folks were talking through in the live chat last night was how did we film Shady Ray being across the street? Do you know or do you want me to?
I was there.
Okay. Just making sure.
And it was wild.
Yeah, yeah.
We filmed a commercial for Shady Ray, The Adventures of Shady Ray. This was the first episode where I think people started to realize, actually, I think not even. This is a very detailed story arc.
Oh.
We filmed two seasons. We're only at episode three of season one. Is there 10 episodes, five a season, or is there eight episodes, four a season?
No. I don't know.
I think there's two more of this season.
I think so.
So that would be five. So there's 10 episodes? Maybe there's only three the next season? I don't know. The Adventures of Shady Ray. Episode three was the ad on
last night's
game, which was game eight of Blitzball Battle 4. And it's Dan Canobio is across the street on the balcony of the other building across the street. And there's guys that work over there. We did a video where we stared at them for 20 minutes on John Boy Jake TV. We said, we're staring at the people across the street until they notice us. They never noticed us. Or they did. We couldn't really tell. It was a weird video. Sam held put her phone number on poster board and held it out the window and said, call us with her number. Like we were like, there's a fucking shooter in the building. That's what you would do. I don't think she realized like that could be what it was. She, Sam, who sometimes is reserved, was the most like, what's the problem? Why? Who cares? Like, Sam, you're holding your personal phone number up for like everyone to see. There's a lot of windows. She didn't care. They saw it. They called. They said, hey, we're filming a video. Can we come across the street and use your balcony? And they said, yeah.
So Sam and Canobio went over there for like 15 minutes and we took a bunch of takes of Canobio standing there.
Yes. It looks really cool / fake, but it's real.
Yeah. Zach did a little touching up on the blur in post, but most of that blur was Zach doing it manually.
Yeah, manually zooming in. And the interesting thing was that Canobio said, like, we can see them a little bit. He said they can see us. He said they could see our YouTube plex on the wall and the full John Boy on the wall.
Really?
He said they can see the full conference room and they could see like everyone sitting at their tables. He's like, they could see everything.
I never heard this.
They must be like a story above or something. Yeah, he said they have full view of us, like deep into our office.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But that was a wild one. The Adventures of Shady Ray.
It gets good.
Yeah, I was.
It is good already.
I was director of photography for season two.
Yeah.
Excited about that.
All right. I don't know if you said it in the intro, but if you have a question, leave it in the comments to this YouTube video, and we will answer it or try to answer it next week. I have 8 minutes, so you can either answer these, continue to answer them once I'm gone, or we just rip them.
Yeah.
The plan is to rip them.
Sure.
Bert said, where's your favorite place to sit when you go to a game at Yankee Stadium?
Well, I haven't sat there in a while. Last time I sat there was like Seattle game when they hit a walk-off, but it would be section 205, row 1. If I'm not row 1, I'm not sitting in section 205 because you can't see right field where the home run goes. Now, though, because we get greeted by listeners and fans and you want a way to kind of like have some control of that, like in between innings, go out, say hi to people, and then like when the game's going, I like the Jim Beam suite, which is section 320. So you're pretty high up, you have a really nice view, lots of male pattern baldness in front of you, and it is like you need like a special ticket to go there. So I do like that access that I can kind of control when I'm watching the game and when I'm like saying hi to everyone.
Cool. You're following along on here?
Yes, I can do that.
Let me know about 4, but in the meantime, number 2, Bentley said, since you often have multiple different promo codes for the same company, which promo code should I use to help out the most? The one with the smallest audience attached? ?
I am grateful for you to use any promo code.
Yeah.
So thank you that you do. And I'm not going to be greedy there, so whatever. If there is a smaller show like Morning or Awaken Jake or Shea Station that has a code, by using theirs, you would help them out because if they get return sponsors, that does help. So But I'm not gonna. Yeah. You. Thank you very much for using any code and helping us out. I appreciate that.
Number three, this is talking about changes to football today from Sports Talk with Jordan. What inspired the change for Justin to join football today? This was the first show of 45 minutes, which is longer than that normal. Is it going to stay longer?
Yeah, it's going to stay longer. We haven't fully fleshed out all those conversations with everyone and like the goals yet, so I won't go too deep. And since we're ripping through these quick, but just trying to find a format that works best for the content and personnel on it, and just there's a big market. There's a lot of shows. We need to find like our niche, how we want to do it, what's the best long term plan, short term plan. So there's a lot of conversations going into it. But the short ones weren't doing well, so this is our first attempt at changing.
Yeah. The next question is from the vlog, from Ryan McFarlane. What is the speculation with Como's bat and BB3? I just watched the newest Office vlog.
Yeah, people like ran with that. Como were very good and going to beat us and beat everyone. And no matter what, they're going to hit everything. So it's a little, I was just fucking around. They had a really old bat, and the bats get like oblong after a while.
Yeah, they get dented. So it's like the barrel just becomes wider and wider.
Yeah, not a circle, more like, you know, if this is more like a burger, but not fully. But that doesn't, I don't think it really changed anything. I was just fucking around. But I do think just because in the future, I want to just have like three brand new bats.
Sure.
And like you can tape them. I think the bat grips are too much too. Sometimes I picked up a bat and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like Joe's Czech swing bat. I don't know if that was the bat that he used actually. But like they're so heavy on the bottom. Whatever.
Yeah.
Como was very good and I was not trying to knock them. I was just fucking around.
Yeah. They would have won that every time.
Yes.
Cliff asked, I haven't heard on any of the shows if you guys were coming back to Yes for watching. I'm thinking about getting the Yes app this year, and that would probably put me over the edge.
Those conversations have been ongoing for a while. I believe we just finalized them. I don't know if like we've signed yet. I think we have, but I don't know. So I won't say anything. But yeah, they're coming back, but we'll announce it, the cadence and fashion of what the Yes deal looks like when I have the full go ahead to announce that. But there's a deal agreed upon.
Cool. This next one is all you, and I'm refraining. Mr. Oh. Burrito asked, seeing a lot of complaints on thumbnail spoiling Blitzball. Been mentioned previously about changing thumbnails to draw audience in. Would you consider using basic thumbnails to start premieres and then the next day update them?
You're reframing. You don't want to talk because you make the thumbnails.
Yeah, I think that the comments are loud, but I have the opposite opinion as them. But I'm also extremely biased as the person that like makes them. So
everyone liked yesterday's a bunch.
I know. Yeah.
There's only been one that they like.
The Jimmy Norp got loud, saying that there was a cycle.
I think that is different than the rest. You know, I think that it, cause you, I don't know the order the hits came in.
My opinion was, that was like first inning and it had like the first inning ended. And then the second inning was a crazy story.
Yes.
The cycle didn't impact the game. It's not like you knew a homer was coming in the second inning.
Yeah.
But I get it.
One thing we can do is have the text be basic. And then after 3 days, change it to something more specific. If we want to call that out.
Yeah.
Because like that first day crowd, like the thumbnails are not for the people that watch every day, but also we shouldn't piss them off, I guess.
Of course.
And that was the only, because the other ones are just like MVP performance.
People hated that one.
Why? Because they knew it was Jack.
But that's not, but that's the like, Fail even called it out in the comments of like, normally the person that's in the picture and the words, I purposefully like don't tie those together.
Yeah. So,
like,
you also have made them where like the person throwing the pitch and the hitter are two different moments that you're
they're
like,
always but, that.
Yeah, yeah. They're not actually real. Like they're like, oh, the shoe didn't happen. I'm like, well, that was the thumbnail. So it is confusing because people don't expect that.
Yeah.
The defense, then they were just so annoying. Like I thought, I love our audience. So I say this. Yeah. Like I would to a younger brother or like a brother, where like they were so with the defensive controversy. Like, is that the controversy? Is that? It's like, okay, I think you guys are letting these thumbnails get in your head a little bit too much. And then they're like, is that the controversy? You're like, yeah, you should have been in the warehouse. It's fucking awkward.
Yeah, it was.
That was so weird. That it was very weird. Giant editing down. But whatever. I mean, you got the thumbnails. I got the rules. People, they care. They're passionate.
They do. It's awesome that they do care, and that's really cool. Three quick ones. Dalton Outlaw, a loyal listener, asked, does content have an expiration date? Like, you filmed warehouse content today that wasn't scheduled to debut for almost a year. Will that content perform the same? I think it just depends on the show. So,
well, we split our shows into timely or
evergreen.
So if we're filming and going to release it way down the road, that's just like, we know going into it, this is evergreen. Mm-hmm. Like, and try not to use topical jokes or say topical stuff. We might be dressed for the wrong season, but that's all. What he's talking about is the DraftKings bought out the whole year for warehouse. Like, everything we're doing, they bought out, which is awesome. It's like a big investment. I cried when we got that deal done. Like, it was really kind of solidified that we're building something and it's working and it's showing results and the sales team crushed it. But there was like four episodes that we had to cut from another tournament because we changed the format. Or like, they were like training sessions that we were like, oh, we don't have time to do like four training sessions that just get their own week. And we needed to film four videos. So we said, hey, we have this Thursday available to go film.
Yeah.
Let's test out this new game that we haven't done and just film four episodes like a tournament with two teams.
Mm.
And then it doesn't matter where they land for DraftKings, I don't think. Or it did matter where it lands, but Sam just had to find in our release schedule an area. So like we kind of, that was an interesting puzzle that we had all these like, applications we had to figure out.
Yeah.
I think yes, some clearly has an expiration date and then others don't. And that's where we
know that going in.
We split it like that to ease editing and be able to get ahead and all that.
Yeah. Hopping to the last one, Goof and Gaff from Landon. He said, would you rather be itchy or sticky?
You can read the first half.
No, I'd normally skip when people say nice things about me.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Landon. And
I'd rather be sticky. I'd rather be sticky for an entire week.
Yes.
Because itchy, you're just going to scratch yourself and then you feel like
bleed.
Yeah. Yeah. You just feel gross. Like sticky, you feel gross, but scratch yourself, like then your fingernails, you just kind of like feel like, and you would look nuts.
Oh yeah. Well, sticky, I would just like not move. Like I'm in this spot, like
sticky. Just fucking see me in the third week of August.
You live sticky. Okay.
I mean, in California, there's like the last week of August every year where I lived, that was going to be 105 degrees. So every day, dry heat. I was sticky. Or Florida spring training. I'm going to be sticky.
See you there.
See ya. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you guys. Subscribe.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.